Welcome to the Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow, the numeral 1, at live.com. You can log on to the website at thekingdomishere.com. On this website, you'll be able to see upcoming events and make a contribution to the ministry on the PayPal app. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
That confidence and that expectation that our situation will change, and then all of a sudden we begin to speak the outcome. Not the situation, but the outcome. You know, I'm giving Veronica a little time if you want to jump in. I don't want to run away with this because I'm getting a lot of intel right now.
Yes, we can continue to talk about the speaking dimension. I think one of the other accounts was, faith over fear. You know, when the disciples were in the boat and they were terrified that they were going to drown or die at sea. And Jesus was there, you know, calm, you know, here's that faith, you know, I will not die. I'm not worried about this, you know, basically, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what was in his head. You know, I don't fear this, you know, my mind over this matter, you know, and everybody else is just going off and, you know, with fear. And I think I don't have my passage up, but it was the account is when he decided, you know, to calm his disciples, you know, out of the fear, but he also had an opportunity to speak to the storm. And he spoke to the storm, and the storm ceased because the winds and the waves were tossing the boat because of that storm.
That's a good example.
And so he spoke and told the storm to be still. So how much more could we do this? And here's an example. This happened to us. And I'm bringing this up because I want to do a parallel. Me and Perry were walking, you know, in the park.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And we were just minding our business. And, you know, the trees were blooming and, you know, it was just so beautiful, but it was hot. And then I was like, you know, we just need to, you know, cool off. Let's just start speaking in our heavenly language. And when we did, we spoke. You know, not in English. And then all of a sudden the winds, it started blowing. And we were by the weeping willows and we can see the weeping willows just pushing back and forth. And we just kept speaking and kept speaking. And then when we stopped, the wind stopped. And it's like, you know, we're going to make sure this is not a fluke. Let's do it again.
And it was a cool wind at that. And it was a comforting wind because it was extremely hot. Go ahead, dear.
Yes. And so we decided to do it a second time. You know, and so the wind started blowing again. Same thing. We're just going on just saying, speaking in our heavenly language. And so we just said, let's stop. And we stopped and the wind stopped. It's like, okay, third time is a charm for me. Let's try it again. And so the third time we did it again, the winds were blowing, you know, the air was cool. And we was just so excited that it was like a confirmation. I hear you. We heard that you want, it's like, okay, this is part of the speaking dimension. And it happened. And I would never forget that account about how we decided to use our spiritual language to see that manifestation. So we're not going to narrow it all of it down to just the English language. But there's things that we know that we have desires in our heart. And we actually don't know what to say. So we use that language to speak in order for us to see the manifestation or hear the instructions after we've spoke to see what was going on, what the Lord wanted to share with us. The Holy Spirit wants to download it to us. Go ahead, Perry.
Yeah, that, I remember that day extremely, very well, very well. And that was such a supernatural occurrence that I will never forget it. Will never forget it. It showed me the power of the speaking dimension. And this time it happened in the heavenly language. So it's no telling what was being said, but whatever it was working. You know, I didn't try to decode it. Many times I tried, but in this situation, I was just enjoying the smooth breeze that was coming, the cool breeze that was coming through. I also want to go back through Charles Yarboy, my cousin. He says, so many lessons. Thanks for being a vessel. Well, that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. That's part of the assignment. These are, I believe that these are teachings that can enhance someone's life if they just adhere to them and embrace them. I did say, just going back a little bit to the centurion, there are so many instances that Veronica and I encountered that line up with the speaking dimension in the Bible. Jesus, he said that he does nothing unless his Father tells him. And many times he was doing what the Father was saying. And what I mean by that is God, as we started off saying, God is the author of the speaking dimension just by declaring, let there be light. And then there was light. And then he continued to establish and build upon that by speaking. And then Jesus comes, and there's so many instances where he spoke, and just to show his authority, he didn't say a whole lot. we were just talking briefly before this program where Jesus spoke to Lazarus, who everybody in the earth deemed him as dead, but he was actually asleep. That's a whole different teaching. I may touch on it a little bit, but what the focus I'm trying to gather here is that when Jesus spoke, the manifestation of life, or Lazarus was awakened because he was asleep. Now, I got to say this. We got to root out that term death. Let's go back to the Old Testament. When the old patriarchs passed away, the word says they went to sleep with their fathers. On two occasions that I know of, and I'm not a Bible scholar, but I do know that there's two occasions where Jesus said that the individual that everybody considered dead was asleep. I think one was a little girl and the other one was Lazarus, that she's asleep. That is a kingdom vocabulary. And what I mean by that, the earth doesn't use it. This is a worldly system that believes that people, when they pass away, they're dead, but they're actually asleep. And all I know is all the contents of them being asleep is a supernatural state. Because if we want to go deep, there is a passage that says that those who are in Christ, will, that sleep will rise. So I can see how the world can't wrap their head around that, because they can't even envision it, you know. But honestly, the truth of the matter is, sleep is the state in which people are in, you know, when they are deemed dead, but they are actually asleep. They pass away, but that's a whole different teaching. I probably would have to do that another day, but my focus is, in this case, when Jesus spoke, the manifestation of Lazarus coming back to life or awakening took place. And this is a honest to goodness principle that works, I say, every time, especially if you're operating in faith. If you're operating in faith. What you got, Veronica?
They say death and life is in the power of the tongue. And if we are speaking vessels, we should be speaking what we say and believe what we say, and we have what we say. So I also mentioned to you that not all words are verbal. There's words, mental words that are in your mind space or your thought space that is speaking as well. So when we are allowing chatter to come into our mind that is negative, something has been planted in you that you receive as a seed, a word seed, you know, that goes in and it plants and it does exactly what it's assigned to do, because the word says the word is the seed. So who said that it has to always be a spoken word? It can be an unspoken word because it comes in thoughts. Thoughts are words that are not actually heard, but we hear them internally when other people cannot hear them externally. So there is a speaking and a thinking that goes along with that dimension of who we are. So if the word is the seed, we want to make sure that we speak a word that is what God calls in Philippians 4:8. You know, we're going to speak on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things, those type of things. So when you are being bombarded by negativity that's spoken about outside of your, you know, your ear gates and also inside of your mind, we have to filter, you know, and we have to gain and put things in which are going to be productive in our lives. Remember what I said earlier, that we are communication systems, not just verbal communications, but, you know, auditory communication that's going in. So we have to guard our hearts, our heart drive. Our hearts is our, this is the kingdom. This is a dome. The dome is called the head. And this is where the kingdom is resides. And so if we didn't have to speak, there's conversations that we're having in our head by everything that we look at, because there is a communication. You look at a dog and you can, you know, in your mind, well, my mind, I see dog, you know, or whatever it might be. Or if it's something that's tragic. That goes on in front of us. We are communicating without saying things. So we have to know that we are vessels that are communicating at all times. When we look at something, we're communicating. When we smell something, we're communicating. We're tasting. Everything is a think of yourself as a communication system. And that communication system is speaking in every way. And we want to be able to guard our hearts and also destroy or throw away those things that are not fruitful, let's put it like that, in our minds. And then take on the mind of Christ. And then it's like, once again, where is the mind of Christ? It's in the kingdom right here. Thank you, Charles. Yes, the kingdom. This is what we call the kingdom. The kingdom is on the inside of you. It's not something that is on the outside. I'm talking about the one that's right here in the earth. Yes, I'm not talking about the kingdom of heaven, because if the kingdom is within you, the kingdom of heaven is already. I'm not talking about a far distant place. People need to stop that separation. God is here and we're there. No, we're one in the kingdom. And so here we are speaking at all times, communicating at all times. So yes, words are not only things, the only way that we communicate. So words are going in, conversations are going in. So guard your heart with all diligence, because out of the issues, yeah. So now we can solve a lot of those problems and we can denounce a lot of those things that are not fruitful in our lives. So use your words to edify, you know, to exhort, and to bring life and not death. You know, death and life, once again, is in the power of your tongue, and the word is a seed. And every seed that you send out, positive or negative, will find something to plant in. And someone is taking that communication seed and they're bearing fruit, positive or negative. And that's why we have to build our children up and speak life to them. So we want to have communications of life in our lives.
I'm glad you brought that up about life and death are in the power of the tongue. And then I quickly thought about the model, the king, Jesus, when he spoke to the fig tree and it dried up. And that example to me was the speaking dimension can actually destroy things too, you know. And but as a kingdom citizen, the thing that I want to destroy are those things that are obstacles. That's what I want to destroy. And Jesus deemed that tree or that, yeah, that fig tree expensable because it did not produce. So we're always looking to produce and we're always looking to grow and evolve and not stay in a state of stagnation. And that was where Jesus was. And it said a lot about his character when he did what he did, because he's all about growing, all about growth. I know that we're kind of getting close to concluding.
I got one more.
Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Yeah, I want to go back to that tree that was in the garden. That of right there.
Garden of Eden.
Yes, the Garden of Eden. And it's like, okay, we already had the instructions, you know. And so here we are in a relationship, you know, one-on-one relationship with the Father himself that came to create the earth, you know. And Eve was right there in the midst of the garden and she couldn't speak back to what God had already told them what not to do or what not to eat. Do not eat this, you know, from this tree. And then when someone, the voice of another comes and say, had God said, so now, you know, who's speaking now? So I'm just saying this serpent was speaking. We know that that's just another way of saying that there was another kingdom that was come to kill, steal, and destroy. So what I'm trying to get to is that, yes, everything speaks. And we have to be careful what seeds we receive. Because it can be something that can be hurtful and it can be something as fruitful as well. So we are always gathering seeds. We're always producing seeds. We're always, you know, by our words are seeds and everything that we do. And even if you said something negative to someone that you regret, right now you can take that opportunity to rescind that seed and to destroy that seed, that word seed, basically, that you have put in someone's life to help that caused them to down spiral, to marginalize them. So you can bring restoration by the words of your mouth as well, edification to restore people back with a seed, a good word seed, a God word seed. All right, Perry.
Okay, we can rest on that one because we're about to conclude. But before this is what we're going to do. We're going to demonstrate the speaking dimension. And our faith says that there is going to be manifestation of breakthrough in the lives of the people that are not only watching now, but who watch the replay. And God will definitely get the glory out of it. For those who are just connecting, we are Kingdom Now Ministries International. You are listening to It's All About the Kingdom program. You can find us on YouTube under Kingdom Now Ministries International. We do encourage you to subscribe. This is going to be a weekly program. This is the initial kickoff, Wednesday at 7 p.m. And also on Facebook Live on Kingdom Now Ministries page, not the group page, but Kingdom Now Ministries International page. I believe it's a focus. The one word that stands out is education that you'll be looking for. All right. So let's go ahead and begin to declare some things. Father, we speak wholeness over those who are watching, that they go to a new level in you, and that the manifestation of breakthrough takes place. Let wholeness have its perfect way in every area of their life. Now, I'm going to have to say this. The speaking dimension is one where you speak with authority, with assuredness, and confidence and expectation. I believe I did all those things. And I'm anticipating the breakthrough. But here's the other part. It's not wordy. Jesus was not wordy when he ministered to people for healing or breakthrough or even for wholeness. And it's that confidence level to believe in just those few words that are given to you by the Holy Spirit, those few words that may be a passage in scripture. Just speak it and watch the manifestation take place. So right now, we would love to hear feedback, comments. You can leave them on our Facebook page, Kingdom Now Ministries International. Once again, international is the key word because there is another Kingdom Now Ministries. We do not want to confuse anyone. So with that said, any closing comments, Veronica? Okay, great, great, great. We are blessed to have you listen to us and view us. And we'll be back next Wednesday with another thought-provoking biblical principled program for you, which I guarantee you it will bless you, because these are not my words. These are the words from the kingdom of heaven, and God bless everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's teachings with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow, the numeral 1@live.com. You can log on to the website at thekingdomishere.com. On the website, you'll be able to see upcoming events and make a contribution to the ministry on the PayPal app. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.